Gun violence erupted again this weekend in Milwaukee. Police say two were killed and 10 people wounded in shootings on the north and south sides. The weekend featured anti-violence activities as well. Some West Side residents held a picnic and dedicated a peace garden near 45th and North. Tina Holst of the Uptown Crossing Neighborhood Association says the garden is a memorial to families of violent crime, including Russell Seedham, who was murdered in front of his mother outside of his home last April during an armed robbery.
And we just wanted to make a statement that we want all of the violence and the nonsense in the streets to stop. Stop the killing. Just stop it. And so we wanted Leona to be able to look at this tree and see it bearing fruit, and it's a symbol of living as opposed to death.
Yay!
The Garden of Peace features a cherry tree named Russell's Hope for Peace. There's been a rash of shootings in recent weeks. Recently, I visited a local summer program to learn how the violence is affecting young people. I spoke with about a dozen teens at the COA's Golden Center on 23rd and Burleigh. Several, including 14-year-old Quaylen, told me the sound of gunfire is normal.
We hear it almost every day, every night, and all that other stuff. So we used to it. Especially where I live, I hear gunshots almost every night. So.
And what do you do when you hear the shots?
Trayvon, 15, get down because I got a lot of windows in my room.
Have any of you known someone that's been shot, either a family member or a relative? Yes. Name, please.
My name is Darnell. I'm 13. My dad, he got shot and stabbed in his stomach when he was 16.
How's he doing now?
Good.
Dominique, 15. I know Darius Simmons. He went to my middle school. Little boy that got shot by that old man.
As best you can tell from what you hear about, are things getting better? Or are things getting worse?
Worse.
Jonathan, and I'm 15. Kids out here getting shot like every day, and nothing happened. So it's getting worse.
I'm Tabari, 12. In a community where you see a lot of gunshots, a lot of people dying around your community, it's like people start to get scared and want to move away because they don't want to be in an environment because next it might be them. Or the gunshot might go off at somebody that they care for and love. And that's what makes people sad.
Does it make you angry?
You're just glad that it ain't you.
Grateful.
Pretty much.
So what needs to happen for things to get better?
More centers like this. More activities for young people to do so like they can stay out the streets at night and stuff.
The interesting thing here is that there's a lot of adults involved in one activity or another. How important are adults in your lives?
Adults do make a difference because it's like your role model and everybody changes your mood and the way you feel because they're going to be there and they care for you.
That's a good description of LaWanda Fletcher. She says personal experience inspired her to pursue the role she plays today at the Golden Center as teen director.
I also experienced my peers being killed by violence, you know, being killed for their jackets, being killed for their tennis shoes. It was hard to cope with that. It was hard to deal with that.
Fletcher says perhaps most painful of all is that neighborhood violence steals innocence and a sense of well-being from so many youngsters.
You know, our youth, they're not being able to experience being kids.
Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWM.